It's entirely possible that when Robert Dingman, Eduardo Lopez, Robert Tulloch, and Michael Soto get their new sentencing hearings, they will again be given life without parole. But Gilles Bissonnette, an attorney with the New Hampshire Civil Liberties Union, says what's important is this time around that sentence won't be mandatory. He says the judge will now be able to consider their youth as a mitigating factor.
It reaffirms the principle that, as any parent knows and as science has proven, children are different than adults.
Dates for the new sentencing hearings for the convicted killers have not been set. For NHPR News, I'm Sam Evans-Brown.